Hey, people, you may be a little confused right now. Some of you have already reached out to me, asked, hey, what's the deal with all these name thing changes? And I've explained a little bit. Some of you may be seeing it for the first time. So that said, listen to the episode. It's going to tell you why we changed the name. The name is now Pop Culture Bombcast or PC Bombcast or PCBC or whatever you want to say. Regardless, we are back for the first time with a new name. So check it out and find out. And speaking of names, I have butchered Aaron Conaway's book title hundreds of times, apparently, in the last week or two. It is Waking the Weaver. Not Wake the Weaver. Waking the Weaver. Look on Amazon under Waking the Weaver, a Timberhaven story, I think. Anyway, you can find it on Amazon. We're going to have Aaron on here. I got to reach out to him because the originally scheduled date was not going to work, as you can hear by the look on my wife's face. And I said that right, hear by the look on my wife's face. She gave me an evil look because I got her Judah and the Lion tickets a while back for her birthday, or for Christmas, and that's what she wants to do that day. So we're doing that. All of that having been said, also go to, or I don't know where my brain's gone, but our other sponsors, 318 Mid Rivermill Drive, that would be the Beer Sauce Shop, that would be hundreds of craft beers, hundreds of sauces and rubs, 25 to, or more craft whiskeys, lots of good times, lots of things like beer school, barbecue school, whiskey school, bottle shares, pop-up tastings, anything you can think of in one place under one roof, they got it. And if that's not enough for you, you could also go to www.mybomberjackets.com to get a bomber jacket to keep all of those cool beers cool longer, or cold beers cold longer, either way. Just check it out. Use the promo code RAPCAST15 on the Bomber Jacket website, and that will save you 15% on your entire purchase. It is a very early Sunday. I'm getting this out of the way quick because I'm finally going to go see Black Panther today after I go pick up my daughter. It's going to be a family Black Panther out, and haven't done that with a superhero movie in a long time. So looking forward to it. Enjoy the episode. Here comes probably some new music, so check it out. Thanks. Ish. I mean, we're back for the first time, maybe. I don't know how we're going to say it.
I mean, we're all here.
We're all here. We're all back together. We'll start with that. To my left is the flop. Right across from me is Bender. And to my right is the silver badger, who's fighting through some pain. He's going to be tough. He's a hockey player.
What's up, party people?
Listen to that. Shit. That was not.
What kind of pain is it?
That sounded sad.
My throat hurts. My ears hurt.
Vagina's bleeding.
Let me put on my mask.
Oh, yeah, and see you.
I don't want to be sick.
This house has made it through the flu season so far.
It did.
Ours did not. Twice we got taken down.
Hey, well, we have a nurse in the audience today.
Yeah, she's useless.
She's not even listening
to us.
She's
only going to be able to help me, people.
Yeah, Mrs. Bender is sitting over there, and she, of course, is not going to pay attention to the thing we say. So.
Oh, and you offended her because you called her a nurse, by the way.
I mean, you just made her sound like a plain nurse.
I know she's a nurse practitioner. Sorry.
It's like calling a physical therapist a chiropractor. They get mad at that.
Well, yeah, because physical therapists aren't chiropractors.
I know.
That's a completely different
Why
thing.
Why would someone do that? Did you do that? I did.
It's like,
what?
And I can't even compare it to saying it's like calling a chiropractor that wants to be called a doctor because hers makes sense where the other one's a wackadoo.
Well, I mean, they both fix backs.
So if somebody was a heart doctor and I just called him a doctor, would they be offended because I didn't call him a heart doctor?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. You downgraded a whole degree.
I'm sorry.
She spent a lot of money to get where she's at.
This is why we don't let her on the podcast.
This is why none of us are rocket surgeons, I'll tell you that.
Hey, yeah. She can prescribe me drugs.
Hey, let's get back on track. Who gives a crap about the nurse thing right now? Because we've got stuff to talk about. All my notes are wrong because we were not expecting you to be here last night. So
you're going to have to be quiet the whole time.
Yeah, so you're going to act like you're not here. Because I even started that you were too sick to show up and then had a little joke and it's not going to work. So I just got to ignore
it. You want to try it anyway?
Nope. Save it for when somebody else misses.
All right. Okay.
So here we go. This is a big one because everything has changed. You may have noticed yesterday logos
changed.
Even
this room looks different.
It does. It does.
It doesn't.
It's the
okay.
Shelves are falling. And the reason it changed before I changed the episode, released the episode, is because we talked about it on Shane's podcast, and I was kind of worried that maybe somebody would grab it before we did, because I couldn't change the Twitter and the Instagram and the Facebook until I had it and I wanted it.
I like how you believe we're that popular that could have happened.
Well, that troll might have jumped out there and grabbed it on us.
Or I'll tell you this. Let me tell you something that happened recently. I haven't told anybody about this yet. A couple days ago, and I'm going to give them credit, the Rapcast Central on Instagram randomly sent me an Instagram message where I had to accept it to where they could do it because they weren't following us. And it said, "Yo, man, can you change your name, bro?"
Whoa, fuck off, man.
So we had already discussed it. We'd already changed it. Yeah. So I said, "Can I ask why? Because we've been the Rapcast for nearly 3 years. Seems pretty ballsy of you to ask."
Yeah.
And he said, "Never mind, figured my name out," which he didn't do anything different with his name.
Okay.
But here's what I'm thinking. I mentioned to you guys that a lot of hip hop Instagrams had been following us lately.
Yeah.
So I responded to him. I go, "Well, you know what? It just so happens that we're changing it. I kind of wondered why you thought we should change it."
Yeah.
And I got a feeling I've inadvertently been getting a lot of your followers, so I appreciate that. And he responded with IGHT, which I think's IT, but even in the slang spelling, I think it's A apostrophe IGHT.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, so
I think that's just the white way to do it.
Maybe he's got maybe he's got like
So are you trying to say black people don't know how to use apostrophes correctly?
Or that sounds racist. You would think or not even spell phonetically, because that's IT is
maybe he's trying to say like EGOT, like what is that? Emmy, Grammy, something, Tony or whatever. Did you ever watch 30 Rock?
No. I mean not that intently, but
what's his name? The dude, Tracy Morgan, was going for an EGOT, an Emmy, a Grammy, Tony, and an Oscar.
Well,
and maybe he's trying to spell that.
Well, and he just made me think it wasn't that. I just didn't want anybody to have anything close, and there wasn't a lot of stuff close, and I didn't want. So I just wanted to grab it all, change it. So now let's get in real quick.
What's our name again? I forget.
We're about to tell it. Oh. So here's why we are now the
that
pop.
Was the lead up.
Yeah, I got it. I get it. You were just so far away from the mic, no one heard it.
I was yelling from the crowd.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thanks. Our audience.
You guys suck. Yeah, well, nobody invite that guy back in. So
we bring that shtick back?
Yeah, she loves that shtick.
She loved it.
So we are now the Pop Culture Bombcast, our PCBC, our PC Bombcast, across all platforms. You can follow the website, which will be up this weekend, the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook. Our email is pcbombcast@gmail.com. It's across everything. It's way easier. We changed mainly for two reasons. One,
for your cool artwork.
Yeah, well,
he drew a cool picture and was like, "Nope, new name."
New name, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, the idea came first, and then I don't know what made me think of bombs. But bombs, less sound, I thought, well,
you're
that
thinking
would,
of your jokes?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't get through the airport with those things. Don't try to smuggle that joke on the plane. Yeah. You get shut down. For one, I wanted, and I even got little parentheses that say hold for laughter after this, but I wanted a slightly more professional look and appearance. So hold for laughter. with the relationships we've got with a couple of companies and businesses and stuff, and I got to tell you, of all the things, it was like the wrestling people that when I asked them to come on our podcast, the NWL.
Yeah.
And they said, "Well, what's your podcast?" I said, "It's The Rap." And I spelled it out, and they said, "Well, what does it stand for?" And I said, "Random Ass Podcast." And he goes, "Oh." So I guess think that maybe it doesn't – I mean –
could have been.
Yeah.
Maybe
so,
he didn't think the name itself was clever.
Yeah, it could not. That could be too. But
neither is NWL.
I probably wouldn't know if it was a wrestling podcast.
So I just thought, you know, we got to get the ass out. And like I said, this is our new tagline. The ass isn't in the name.
Why are you guys still here?
But they're certainly still on the podcast. So I want a picture for the. You know how I do an Instagram pic all the time? I want a picture of all of us, and that's what it's going to say for our Instagram.
Spoiler. I'm not in that picture.
Yeah, you are. No. You're married to me, so ass.
Oh, I'm guilty by association.
Yeah, ass by association.
Mrs. Ass.
Association.
Nice.
Speaking of, the game's still here. I'm going to give myself a point for that one.
Sure.
You're the only one that laughed. I don't think that deserves a point.
Good thing I have the pen
we'll
in my hand.
Give it to him.
This is all he's got.
Just give it to him.
So
let him have it.
So that said, nothing's changing. The host, the numbering, the format, the but what I do want to do is...
We all made it to the chopping block.
We're going to have more stuff, more content, and I want to get across the board. And I think the pop culture part being in the name kind of will help that.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, for one, Bender and I, and was going to talk to him about it tonight, we're going to start doing a monthly special episode about a year in comics.
Cool.
It'll be about 30 minutes long. I want to do beer reviews, and I've got our first two beers to review in a week or two before St. Patrick's Day, which we have to do YouTube stuff for that. We're going to do more live streaming, like coming up at Kyle's for Kegs and Eggs. And so it's all changing for the better.
And are you going to get on the Vero app?
No.
I'll try it. I can't even get on.
I don't even have an opinion on it because Bender just shut it down.
I looked it up because I was going to talk about it, but everybody's shitting on it so bad that
here's my thing real quick with it.
It's a new social media platform.
I didn't even look into it because Shane was asked if he was going to, somebody said, Shane, you going to get on Vero? And I just assumed Vimo was doing something and somebody spelt it wrong.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So I just ignored it.
No, it's a new thing, and their whole thing is they don't do ads, and they're going to, it's like I think it's like $5 a year or something.
Not steep. Steep.
But there's no ads, and that's their whole thing, but they ask for a whole shit ton of personal information.
You know why? Because in about 3 years, they're going to do ads.
Yeah, for sure. And
you don't take that personal information without farming for...
Yeah, everybody
creating your own algorithm to start marketing towards people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but... And it's supposed to be like the Instagram without ads is basically their tag or their thing, but nobody can get on, so
I'll
it doesn't
look
really
into
matter.
It just in case,
I don't think it works on Android very well.
You just gotta be ahead of the curve, though, you know. So.
But it's not even new. It's not new at all. They just
I just heard about it in the news. Two different news forums this week.
So it's been out for like a year or two, but nobody cared about
Facebook
it.
Facebook was out a long time before it got popular. Before it overtook MySpace.
Yeah.
So.
I think the only reason people were talking about jumping ship on Facebook because they weren't...
Because it's Russia.
Russia, and they weren't taking responsibility, and Facebook owns Instagram, so Vero kind of got big for a minute, and then...
Vera's going to get big.
Yeah, eventually she'll grow up. But Vero kind of got big for a minute, but then everybody realized it sucks, so they went back to Instagram.
Huh. Well, God, we missed that whole craze.
Yeah.
It was like 7 hours.
We didn't defect, nor did we come back. We just stayed put.
Does this count as your science corner?
No. Fuck you.
Point for Tom.
I got a couple things tonight if you guys want.
I can't wait
for
it. That's going to be another new segment. I was going to even get into that. We may even have new segments.
It's going to be depressing tonight.
Oh, boy.
Oh, great.
I'm glad this is an upbeat episode then. So to reiterate, we are now PC Bombcast across all formats. That stands for the Pop Culture Bombcast. There's nothing PC about us. It's nothing to do with politics. It's everything to do with pop culture. And that shit exploding in your face. All over your
That's
face.
Only happened sounds to me like a couple times.
Gloriously over your face.
That does seem.
Hey, you should look that up and see if there's a bomb porns on there. Maybe. Plus, I think our little bomb logo would look good on t-shirts and pint glasses and stuff.
I think so too.
So, and
like
we got a name.
I think this is just another way for us wives to buy you guys new pint glasses.
Yeah, because Bender broke his.
Yeah,
Bender broke his.
Hey, I saved the sticker.
Yeah,
Bender's gonna need a sippy cup so his doesn't break.
I think I spill something every time I come over.
We said on the Rock Paper podcast with Shane that we need to. I said that we need to name our little bomb, and Bender said Splody, but again, that's more porn sounding.
Splody?
Like yeah.
He said that. I don't even remember.
Yeah, he did.
I don't remember either.
I guess Muhammad would be in poor taste.
It might make us targets.
Yeah.
I don't care about the taste. And I'm not even really scared of like drawing Muhammad or anything like that. But I feel like if we leave it out there long enough, someone will notice.
Yeah.
And then we're dead. All right. So since we're talking about the rebooting of the podcast, we were going to do the drinking game. And it's getting bumped again. It's like... Ben Affleck or Matt Damon on
is that how we talk?
What's that show? Jimmy Kimmel. It's always getting bumped. We're gonna come to it eventually.
That's a thing. Somebody like it's a movie or something where somebody goes Matt Damon and everybody goes Matt Damon.
It's from what's it called? It's Team America.
That's it.
It's like when that's SNL skit when what's his name? Andy Samberg is doing Mark Wahlberg. He's like, say hello to your mother for me, and it's nothing he's ever said in any movie.
So, speaking of all that, we're going to do a reboot. This whole episode is a reboot of Palooza because we're going to talk about the best in pop culture reboots. And the first thing I have on here, by the way, I looked it up because Missy texted and said, reboot, is that the same as a remake?
Don't make me sound dumb.
No. I had to look it up. And it is, what's the difference between reboot and remake? There's not one. They do try to spin it that there is.
Sure.
For instance, what I read was... A remake tries to stay close to the original source material and honor it as much as they can, where reboots are complete overhauls. often called reimagining because Hollywood likes that. For our argument, it's all the same shit.
What would you classify the most recent Ghostbusters as, a reboot or a remake?
I would call it a reboot.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, but it's
but they remade it as women. And the old guys were still in there.
Yeah, see, it's all, so they honoring the source. It's all stupid. Yeah. It's a stupid differentiate between the two. So for the sake of our list,
that's a no-win argument.
Good. So before we get into it, because we're going to start with what we like, and then I've got a few that are just awful.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into what everybody likes, let's get into what makes a good reboot. Silence.
That's tough. I mean, it's all in the eye of the beholder.
I think it's a combination of two things. One, it captures the nostalgia of the original, and then also has enough spin of itself to make it original.
It stays close to the original, but isn't a rehash of the original.
Yeah, it's going
to
be about 80% nostalgia and 20% original.
I like that.
I think it's got to piss off 80% of the old fans while still capturing 20% of them, and then 100%
new fans. I think, and we're going to get into what made these good and stuff here and there in these, but I think that you also have to be, especially if you're a reboot of a comedy, you have to be self-aware of what you're doing. I mean, you can't just completely ignore, which in one of my bad lists, there's one where they just completely ignore the original for the most part, and it's awful, but... So, you know what? That said, let's go ahead and start with Missy. Let's grab one from your list.
Just one?
Just or one, two, whatever you want to do. I know you've got a handful.
We got rules here. Don't break them.
Yeah.
Who has rules?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I had a rule. Don't mow my lawn is basically what I told you guys.
So she's, mow your lawn?
Yeah, so she's got a heavy garden or grass in the field today.
So... All my list is horror theme, which you guys know.
Yep.
I've seen all these movies, and I even thought of all these movies on my own. I just had to look up the years. All
right.
So, I would go with the last on my list of Friday the 13th.
That's the worst, or one that you've watched, but you consider that pretty low on the list?
On my list, yes.
Yeah.
The reboot was not that great.
Wait, when was it rebooted?
2009 with Jared Galecki.
Oh, God, that long ago?
Yeah.
How was it like 2014?
Well, what's the guy's name from Supernatural?
Oh, yeah, the Supernatural. I was thinking of Galecki from Big Bang, not that. But yeah, the Supernatural guy's in it. Yeah. And we watched it. It's not awful. It's just not great.
Which I just don't remember this at all.
Because it wasn't that good. And they're rebooting it again.
I went with a different one because there's like one Jason? Other one.
Yes.
Other one.
No, like Mrs. Voorhees, yeah. Right?
No. It starts right out of the gate with Jason.
This In 2000, I just can't.
It doesn't seem like it was big that long ago. Yeah, but it was. I looked it up. It was 2009, I promise.
I feel like the last Jason movie I watched was Jason versus Freddy.
No, yeah, this was.
Oh, heck no. That was
this,
like.
And this story was kind of
no, don't you know.
Combination of Hills Have Eyes meets Friday the 13th because you remember in Hills Have Eyes they had those tunnels and stuff.
Yeah.
This is how Jason got around Crystal Lake so quick. He has tunnels.
Yeah, I have never seen this movie. Did not know it existed.
It's not awful, not great. It's a pretty good example of a reboot. Would you say that reboot was a out of and this wasn't my intent for this episode, but out of a six pack?
Go ahead. I just want your pen.
Out of a six pack, what do you say for that one?
For me, out of a six pack for the remake of it.
Yeah.
Well, I should have. Well, I don't know. I guess maybe 3.5.
3.5. I think it's a foul ball. It's not a swing and a miss, but it's a foul ball. Bender, what's one you've got?
I went with a bunch of stuff that honestly I don't think I've ever seen a lot of the original or didn't pay much attention to the originals, but I did dig the new ones, so I respect that. I know a lot of the stuff that I pick, people hate on, but the new stuff. But like for example, the Star Trek trilogy, the new ones.
I have those on mine. That's what
I enjoy those, and I've never been a Trekkie or any of that. I don't think I ever watched any of the old Star Trek movies.
Second one was weak.
It was weak, but it was still watchable.
Awesome. Third one was awesome.
But yeah, the first one was really good, and the third one was way better. I had zero expectations going into the third one.
Yeah,
it was really awesome.
Did we go see that together?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I didn't see it in the movie theater.
Yeah, I went and saw it with motherfucking Wayne. So.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it though, and I think they do a good job. I don't know if any of you guys are actual like. And then they also redid the show, But I haven't watched that.
No, I haven't watched that either.
Because you got to pay for it on CBS's app, and I'm not doing that.
CBS Access or something like that?
Yeah, fuck that. I ain't paying $4 a month to watch CSI and Star Trek. Fuck
so,
you guys.
So swing and a miss for their app. Half a beer out of six.
No, I would give it. I would give the new trilogy four to six.
That's four. It's fine. I'd almost stagger it to be a five, a
two and two, a half,
and then I'd go up 5.5 on the other one. Yeah,
they're a lot of fun. What the first and third one are a lot.
What you got, Tom?
So the first one I had, I'm just going to start out the ones I really really like. How about Christopher Nolan's Batman?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know that is on my list. Or not on my list, and I'll tell you why. And that's not to say that it's not fine to bring it up, but it's here. So here's what I avoided superheroes.
Okay.
The only reason I had is at some point, it's just too much. They reboot them every fucking
year. Yeah, that's the reason I skipped Spider-Man. I agree with you on the Batman because, short of right now, every time they rebooted Batman, it's like a new world. So
if
I'm okay with it,
if
I left it off for the same reason you did.
And if I were going to pick one of all the superheroes that would make it a notable list, that would be it.
Yeah.
So that would be a good one. So.
No, I agree with you. I think the Christopher Nolan stuff's awesome.
And man, what if you were going to assign a? Let's do a. I think we've done this before, but do an overall rating and then do a individual rating.
An overall rating
of the trilogy itself.
Yeah. Overall rating of the trilogy is a 5.
Okay.
I would go 4, 6, 5.
Yeah, I would almost. I think I'd almost go like closer to 5, 6, 5, 6, and then I would almost drop down to about 2.5.
I would go 4, 6, 3. 4, 6, 3.
Okay.
I don't think it's terrible. I just think it was. It felt rushed.
2 is a 6 because Missy sat through that with the movies with me and she enjoyed it. So
no, yeah,
I don't
Rachel
even
likes
know
it.
What you guys are talking
the
about.
The Heath Ledger
point.
Batman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just watched it. Well, I fell asleep.
Anytime it's on, and
I watched it on Sunday. It was great.
Yeah, it's still good. So that said about superheroes, I've left them off. The first one I have is, and I've tried mixing some TV into movies.
Sure.
I didn't do any comics because again, they do it all the time.
Yeah, I figured we'd talk about Marvel a little bit, but we'll do that later.
But the first one I put was Charlie's Angels from TV to movie.
I had that on my original list. And then
so you like those?
I thought it was a successful reboot. And I'm not necessarily...
I don't think the movies were good at all.
I think they...
That's interesting.
They made money.
I think they got 3 of them out of it. And I think I enjoyed the first one. And I kind of, for some reason, enjoyed the third one.
Is that the one with Demi Moore?
Well, yeah. I kind of like the idea of the Dark Angel. No, and Bernie Mac, and it had everybody's Shia LaBeouf in it.
Is it Bill Murray in it?
No, he's in the first 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I even put, one of the reasons I did enjoy it, because he was very underrated in him, because he's Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Bill Murray's great in everything.
And at the time, he wasn't Bill Murray. He was just, that's Bill Murray in a movie. He wasn't the national treasure level that he's grown to be.
When did Bill Murray become a national treasure?
Caddyshack.
The Chive.
Lost in Translation.
You think so?
You're right.
When he started showing that he's an actor, like an amazing actor. So.
Well, I think the internet helped on that too because he... Like,
Zombieland maybe too.
Yeah, but like stories...
Yeah.
As social media got out there and got bigger and bigger, like stories of like random shit that Bill Murray would get out there.
Yeah, when he goes to the... some guy was in a fast food restaurant and some guy like steals a fry off his plate and he turns around and it's Bill Murray and he says... Nobody will ever believe you.
Yeah. there's another story about a guy who was a cab driver, and Bill Murray's talking to him in the cab, and he's like, "Oh, I just do this." He goes, "What I really want to do is I want to be I'm a jazz musician." He goes, "I just do this to make money during the week." And he goes, "Oh yeah, well, how often do you get to practice?" He's like, "Oh, you know, like an hour a night after I get off." And he's like, "Well, I don't really have anything to do." He goes, "You got your instrument?" He goes, "Yeah, it's in the trunk. It's always with me." He goes, "I'll drive the cab. You play the instrument in the back." So he drove around for 2 hours and let this guy just fucking play his...
And then probably paid for the cab. Yeah, I mean, that's amazing.
That's nuts.
Yeah, so like I said, I just put notables. I didn't put necessarily the ones I like the most, but I put notable reboot because that was a pretty...
No, I see what you're saying.
That was an iconic TV show, and they got 3 movies, and it's about to be rebooted again.
Is it really?
To another TV show.
Okay. But those came out in like the... Mid to early late 90s, early 2000s.
Maybe late 90s for the first one and then the aughts for the second 2.
And they felt like a cheesy 80s. Mission Impossible.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. That on my list too. Notable mention on the list. Missy, what's your next one?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, man.
Remake. Not that great.
Yeah, see, so...
I did not capture the essence of my terror.
I had high expectations with Jackie Earle Haley playing him, too.
I was going to say, it's not the same Freddy, right?
No, it wasn't Robert Englund.
That guy's still alive, though, right?
It was a guy half the height of Robert Englund.
Yeah, it was Jackie Earle Haley. What was his name in Bad News Bears?
I don't know. Asshole.
Mm-hmm. He's a motorcycle kid.
Smokey.
Something. I don't know. I can't believe we don't know that.
How do you know?
Somebody's going to tweet us and tell us how did we miss that one? But
I'm looking it up.
Which one is it? Was it the
remake? Another reboot of that. Jesus one. Christ! This is like I said,
the remake Thornton's. Of the remake.
Reboot of Palooza.
Yeah.
So big. I mean, what my problem with it, because we watched it together, and I don't even think I stayed awake.
No, you didn't.
But there were shot-for-shot...
Kelly Leak.
Kelly. It was Kelly, yeah. There were shot-for-shot remakes of scenes in it. And I just thought, why? You know?
I mean, I guess if you're trying...
I guess that was how they were trying to capture the essence of the original.
Yeah, I don't know. What would you give it on a six-pack?
The reboot?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, like a 2?
Yeah.
Really? That bad, huh?
Yeah, it's not good.
I never watched that either.
And the Nightmare on Elm Street, the original, scared the shit out of me.
I'd say the first one's close to a 6.
When he pulls the mom through the door?
At the end?
Oh, God, it's freaky.
And, yeah, that movie legitimately frightened me.
What do I when he killed Johnny Depp?
Oh, he just
drug him into his
He killed my dreams when he killed Johnny Depp, is what he did.
He pulled him into the waterbed, and then out came Johnny Depp from the waterbed.
Yeah. Yeah, wet dreams.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yucko.
No, that was his joke, not mine.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Bender, what you got?
The next one I had down was Planet of the Apes, the new ones.
That's on mine.
Yeah, I knew it would be.
Spoiler alert for me, I consider that the second greatest reboot of all time. Take a drink for hyperbole.
Yeah. I'm up there with the fact that I think the second and third one are along the same lines of a similar movie, but the first one is so much different than, like, 2 and 3 are so much different than 1. But, like, all of them are very well acted and very intense. And the ending of the trilogy, like, Woody Harrelson plays, like, in the last one, plays, like, a great
Woody Harrelson flawed, type person.
I mean, he's a bad guy, but you can see where he's coming from and, like, how pain can twist you into something that you didn't mean to be. And for CG characters, I don't think any movie has ever done CG characters where you care about them.
Well,
that's
Weta, right?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's the.
But I mean, like.
Andy Serkis also. Yeah. So.
But I mean, almost everybody's CG in it, and you really. Like, you. They're all. The whole time they're CG, and you really care about them, and you feel for them, and, like, there's a. Avatar doesn't get that aspect of, like,
sometimes you get humanism. Animated and we care about you.
Yeah. I just think they did a really good job in the story for not having, you know, for a CG movie that mixes live action.
Good movie. I liked him. That's why I put it as a second.
Yeah. It's great.
All
and
right.
I would give the first one a 4, 5 and 5.
That's a good solid trilogy. That's like a 4.75 right there. What do you got?
So the next one I have might be a little controversial.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
But I feel like it's kind of a reboot.
Mic drop.
I can't really do that.
No.
I might fuck shit up. Poop.
Yeah. I'll give him a point for a poop sound instead of a mic drop sound.
Hold for laughter.
I'll just give
how
you
about,
a bell.
How about Casino Royale?
Oh, son of a bitch. Man.
Daniel Craig.
Holy shit, this is why I
stole mine.
That's why I created a theme, I'm going
to give you another spoiler. I consider that the greatest reboot of all time.
I think so, too.
Buddy. It was my favorite one.
You heard it here.
Why
I mean, the franchise.
Why do you talk like you're high right now?
I don't know.
We're high on
so
our
much.
Exuberance for our geek culture.
Well, if you look at it, the Bond franchise have been kind of suffering for 20-odd years.
What do you mean? Pierce was a national treasure.
The Pierce ones get a bad
they're
rap.
Fine. I like they were fine.
They're okay. Better than the Timothy Dalton ones. They
except
were
except for the Die Another Day.
Yeah.
No, Diamonds Are Forever. That was garbage.
Goldeneye was a hit.
Yeah. Best
and,
video game ever.
But that's to me. I think Casino Royale is the best Bond film ever.
It's just even if it wasn't a Bond film, it's just
probably.
A great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if Daniel Craig's the best Bond. He's in the argument, but that film is incredibly good.
I've never watched a movie where I'm like, okay, it's almost over, and then it would go on for another 20 minutes, and you're like, man, it got better.
Yeah.
Can we all agree that's a 6?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Good job, Melissa. You get a point for being a conformist.
Have you watched it?
No.
What? And I would say 4.5 to 5 out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
That all the Craig movies combined. Quantum of Solace was a little
iffy. I'm about to say, that would be about a 3.
And then
I think Skyfall was a little whiny, but it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
What was the last one? Spectre?
Spectre was...
Spectre
was very fun, yeah.
Out of the all the new ones, with Daniel Craig, the only thing I've seen in them is when he got his balls crushed.
That's the first one. That's Casino
all
Royale.
I've seen. That's the only scene like, I have
did
watched.
You just Google Daniel Craig and his balls smashed?
No, Jeremy had it on. I was walking through the room, and I was like, oh, what's going on? Oh, okay.
Well, he got voted the least attractive Bond ever.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think he's attractive.
Yeah, he's in shape, but I don't think he has the traditional looks of some of the other guys.
He's harder faced.
I mean, I love Roger Moore, but...
Yeah, Roger Moore, he was
55. And
Roger Moore has...
Yeah, but that hair. He had that great hair.
What Roger Moore has going for him is the same thing Hall & Oates have going for him. They were considered attractive in the time where being unattractive was kind of the end thing.
Yeah,
and they could put up a lot of goals.
Yeah, that's it. So... That's Hall and Oates. Badger's bringing it.
He's on fire.
That's only for St. Louis people, so I should only give him half a point, but that's still
well,
fun.
Well, as we've determined, the Ukraine listener isn't tagging in.
He's not, and he's a KHL fan, not a NHL. So, nice. Back to... I'm gonna knock out a couple, because I've got... I mean, I'm sure we all have a few.
I brought six, damn it.
All right, six. We'll stay through six. Then. Next one I've got, and I'm taking this intentionally... For no other reason, because I'm taking it from my wife since she went all horror, Hawaii 5-0.
God damn it, that was on my honorable mention list right here. Look,
the TV
honorable
show?
Honorable mention.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's successful.
Love that
TV
show. It's on right now.
Is it still on?
Yeah.
It's on right now.
The reason I put
Didn't all the Asian actors quit?
First of all, they're Hawaiian.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Are they all actually Hawaiian?
But they're American. Yeah. If you're Hawaiian, you're American. You're not
but
Asian,
are
dude.
They? I think the one dude was an actual Asian guy.
The
though.
One dude. Which one? Yeah. The one that looked Asian?
Yeah.
John?
Because
hey, wait a minute.
Kim?
I got the first one. You didn't even get it.
She doesn't know what it is. I'm going to let her hear it.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know.
But I got to tell you.
I love that show.
I don't.
Never watched it.
I would not say I watch the show. I do know what's going on because it's usually our Sunday morning show.
Mm.
And if I don't take a nap while we watch it.
Most people go to church.
I find it hard to take a nap when it's on because I get into the show.
I don't go to church.
Yeah. Boo your religious comments. I'll give you a point, though.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
It's good. It keeps me from falling asleep most days.
So... You're pro Scott Kahn, is what you're saying?
It's not even him. The absurdity.
That's right.
The absurdity of the show.
Hey, I'm not a hater of Scott Kahn. One of my.
Right, you just been interrupted her.
No, go ahead. I didn't have anything.
One of my guilty pleasure movies is Into the Blue with Scott Kahn, Paul Walker, and Jessica Alba.
Oh, wow, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That is a tough one.
I think they live a great life.
Point away from him.
Is this why you want a boat?
I just want to live on an island and
Rachel,
swim
you guys
all
are
going to
be swimming in the ocean, living in the ocean one day.
Why would you watch a crappy movie like that when you can watch The Beach? Oh, that's a good movie.
I didn't enjoy that one either.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's all sad.
That weird video game scene. It doesn't make any sense.
All right, next one up for my wife. I'm going to let her vote on this, because it's more in her wheelhouse, so... How many out of six?
I've never watched the original series, but I'll give it a whole six because I love that show.
She loves that show. All right.
So exciting.
I'm giving her a point for going all in.
How are they going to get out of this one?
And they do it in an hour every time.
Oh, it's amazing.
In the same day,
more like 48 minutes.
Yeah, more like 48 minutes. Yeah. But it is really, really absurd, but I enjoy it. So what's your next one?
If we're going to do six, let's go with... The Hills Have Eyes.
That's on mine as an honorable mention. Good movie. The
first one is weird as shit. Like, they were high on all kinds of drugs.
It was considered the scariest movie ever made when it came out.
We watched it not long ago. It was not scary one bit.
No, and...
The second one is fucking creepy as fuck.
So, when you say the first one, do you mean, like, the originals from back in the day?
1977.
Yeah.
And then the remake was 2006.
Really? I was going to say two.
And famously, when the first Evil Dead came out, when Sam Raimi made that, the reviews were so strong that movie was the scariest movie, that when they released the movie poster, it looks like Ash is cutting through a wall, but it's actually a poster of Hills Have Eyes that he's cutting through.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's pretty cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I think the remake was better than the original.
The remake was rough.
The remake for me
The hillbilly shit freaks me out.
It was terrifying. Like
the mutant rape scene in it is.
Ugh. Take out the mutant part.
Just
the
rape
scene. That's a real life act, and you know how that I feel about that kind of stuff. Yeah. It scares me.
I feel like it's
we're
not,
all anti.
I was gonna say. I think I'm taking a hard stance here.
I think you're on an island by yourself.
You know what, guys? On a 1 to 6, being against rape is a 6 out of 6, yeah, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm a 7 out of 6.
Yeah. So yeah,
give her a point for that.
She really
went on a limb there. We gotta give her the credit. Yeah,
for being so daring, you get a point. Bender, what do you got?
The new Voltron show.
Way to go, cartoon! That's I'm gonna give you a point for a cartoon.
Now, okay, when you say it's all right, have you gotten through the first season?
Nope.
Get through the first season; it's way better. It does pick up. Now, with that being said, as a kid, Voltron was at the tail end of my childhood. It was over as I was coming into cartoons and like remembering them.
Sure.
But the old Voltron's on Netflix too, so I'm gonna go back and watch that too because I really don't remember much.
I love the old Voltron's. I think it's only like a
season or two, right?
Yeah, I was never a big Voltron guy. Same deal. It's a little before my time.
Staying on the cartoon, I don't want to veer off too far, but DuckTales reboot. We've been watching that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to watch it an episode or two. I don't.
It doesn't capture the same magic.
Yeah, and
I don't want to hate on it.
Here's what sucks. I enjoy the animated style of it.
Yeah, and I like all the voice actors in it. Like, it's got the chubby dude from Saturday Night Live.
It's got David Tennant. There's a lot of very talented people in there.
And I'm not even going to go as far as to say it's a bad show. It's good. It doesn't capture the magic for me, but... maybe it's not supposed to.
All right. Well, that magic aside, let's give a rating to Voltron.
After the first season, I'm going to give it a 5.
Season, call it a 4?
I would give the first season a 3.5. It's kind of boring, but once it gets its legs, it's fun.
All right. What do you got now, Thomas?
Bohannon's Benders. Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh, that was my next one on the list.
I never watched it.
Boy. Battlestar Galactica is in my top 5 favorite TV shows of all time.
Massive.
Fantastic show.
Gave sci-fi legitimacy as a network.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Not ECW?
Huh?
Not ECW?
Yeah, definitely not ECW. I mean, on so many levels. It was a political, sociological commentary. It was so-so ending, but man, what a great series.
How many seasons was that? 6?
4.
4, I believe. Oh, yeah.
That's cool. And then a couple of movies.
And it also did something cool. It changed Starbuck from a guy to a girl.
Yep.
The original was uber good name, Dirk Benedict.
Yeah.
Just a great one of the greatest names. Yeah. Super cool name.
Yeah, and he plays a great role in the reboot.
And they replaced him though with Katie Sackhoff, which is maybe super hot geek worshipped girl. So
is it still Dirk?
Do what?
Do they still call her Dirk?
No, the real actor was Dirk Benedict.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but replaced by Katie Sackhoff. Mm. Two weird named people. For you?
Is it because she's tall?
I'm not really a big fan of that kind of short hair on a girl.
Have you seen her with long hair? She's good looking with long hair, too.
It's not because she's tall. She's
Tom and I have an alliance.
That makes sense.
Wait, you're the only tall lady in his life?
That's true. That's why he doesn't like her.
I've seen him and his wife. I would assume the rest of the whole family sniffed it out.
He gets a point.
Yeah.
I got to tell you this. I'm sure Brie Larson's going to be great, but I wanted Katie Sackhoff to be Captain Marvel. Carol Danvers. That was my pick.
Yeah,
I wanted
be good.
She's probably on the...
Fun show, but I know you'd love it.
I think she's probably on the too old...
The first season is... I mean, people forget that when the first season was out, there was arguments of which was better, Lost or Battlestar Galactica, because those were the two best shows on TV at the time. Out of 6?
6.
And then the original Battlestar Galactica was the 60s?
Late 70s.
Yeah.
And only it was like 13 episodes.
Oh, wow.
So
I didn't know that.
I've got to skip my next few. No Battlestar Galactica, no Star Trek talk, no Casino Royale, no Planet of the Apes, but I'm going to go to a very underrated remake that we both enjoyed, although we haven't revisited it only more than once. That was Fright Night. What a good reboot that was.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah, I have that on there. We miss you, Anton Yelchin.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't want to have to say that.
But very underrated and solid movie, I thought.
It really was. Colin Farrell is an underrated actor.
Oh, yeah, he's a very good actor. Yeah, he's I gotta tell you, going back to Tigerland, if you've never seen his
good.
His acting debut in Tigerland, it was a good movie.
And he did that
in Bruges was awesome.
In Bruges is great, but he did that. He had that run in like the early 2000s. The same. Like where he was in like everything, like he was in SWAT, he was in Phone Booth, and all, like just about every fucking movie, and it was like this guy is annoying.
Well, here's what it was, kind of like
then he backed off, and now
kind of like Tom Hardy as well. He's actually a better actor than Hollywood was giving him credit for. Hollywood
better actor than you think.
Hollywood was trying to push the name. They thought they had a megastar. And they can't necessarily carry a bad film like, say, The Rock.
Yeah.
And put him in anything, you're going to get $150 million.
Well, Will Smith's the same way. Like, basically, what I think we have had this argument before. Name the last great Will Smith movie.
It's been a while.
Exactly.
Pursuit
of Happiness was.
Exactly. Yeah. But, like, everything makes $1 billion, though.
Guys, it's like Quincy Jones said. Unless you could have the greatest fucking singer in the world, but that motherfucker can't make a bad song look good.
Yeah.
You know? All right, so that was all mine since we've moaned through. But go ahead and knock out whatever you have left.
My last three?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what? I'll skip one and I'll just do two more.
All right.
So I also have Texas Chainsaw Massacre. All
right.
Been rebooted a couple times.
Isn't it getting redone again?
Probably, but the
I don't know.
The best of those reboots was Next Generation with Matthew McConaughey and
that came out in 1994, and that was a.
Nobody's ever seen that, right?
Her face has changed.
Kenny Chesney's ex-wife. I've seen
it. Yeah. It's out. You can see it. They tried to bury it.
They tried to bury it, though, right?
Because you'll find it on HBO every now and
then. What's her name? Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
Was it Dazed and Confused was coming out at the same time?
It's just weird.
But I can't. There was a reason that they buried it.
It's horrible.
Yeah, Dazed and Confused was already out.
Maybe it's what's the movie where he's the lawyer? A Time to Kill.
Yeah, Time to Kill. That could be.
That was coming out.
Yes, I killed him, and I wanted him to burn in hell.
That would have been probably one of the two that coincided being released.
There's a reason that they buried it so hard, though, because it was coming out, and they were afraid. They thought Hollywood had a leading man, and then this movie was coming out right after them. They were like, get rid of this.
Yeah. He made it before the other things, and it just happened.
Yeah, I think so. And they just hadn't released it
yet. That was a time in my life where I was smoking weed quite a bit, and I had not smoked in a few weeks when I watched that, and I thought, well, fuck, I am high right now.
Yeah. I've never watched it.
It was also remade in 2003 with Jessica Biel and 2006 with Jordana Brewster.
And I think we watched the 06, right? But I don't remember.
I've watched both.
Okay.
I'm sure.
I don't remember. What would you rate those?
Oh, fuck. You can't beat the original.
Yeah, the original is a 6. I think those are pale comparisons.
Hmm. I mean, think the whole 2003 one was just Jessica Biel running around a wife beater.
Give it a 6. Give it a 6.
Well, Jordana Brewster's
not to be sexist,
schlub.
But I worked at a video store when that movie came out, and the poster was...
Everybody was like...
Where's that at?
Like, they were like Mac and the lips on Super
Troopers.
She's
all wet in the poster, and it's like huddled. Yeah, I just remember that.
Did you just disappear into the bathroom for 15 minutes?
No, I mean, it wasn't me.
He did it right out there in the open. Right. Nobody was looking at the counter. Right.
And then my number one, Halloween.
Yeah, that was...
Okay. The Rob Zombie remake?
The first one was good. Mm-hmm. It gets shit on now because the second one
For me, you can't top that first one, but I did enjoy... Rob Zombie's remake.
No, it was good.
Another film getting another remake.
It is. Yeah. So on my list.
Is it getting a remake or is it?
No, it's coming
sequel
out.
To the first one.
To the first one.
Yeah.
So
call that
Halloween's
a reboot.
Being redone this year. Nightmare on Elm Street's being redone.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So. That's it. That's all I got.
For me, the last two that I had was Ocean's 11.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I like
the
trilogy, but I think the first one is 12's not very good.
I like 11, it's still watchable to me, but I know I see the complaints.
They're doing another one, Ocean 8.
Aren't they?
Another reboot, and it's coming out soon.
I'm okay with that. I'm gonna
Robin
be on board.
The Fashion World, something like that.
Something like that. But so, my number okay,
hold on,
go ahead.
Ocean's 11. What rating would you give that?
5?
I'd give that a 5.
Solid 5.
I'm a sucker for a heist movie, man.
I'm a sucker for a heist movie, and I'm a sucker for Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, and George Clooney reading lines back and forth. Throw Bernie Mac in. And
Carl Reiner?
And Carl Reiner. I mean, that whole cast is...
I love ensemble cast.
And it couldn't have been better casted. Mm-hmm. It was perfect.
And that's why I think Ocean's 8, because it's got Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, Andy, she'll do a great
K-League,
job.
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
There's a Rihanna. Yeah,
this is
Rihanna.
Yeah,
that's a solid cast of like.
Do you think
five
the beginning of that
females.
Movie? Rihanna's in the movie. Do you think the beginning of it? She just looks around at the others. She goes, "We got to go rob that dude." And they're like, "Why?" Because bitch, better have my money.
Yeah. Yep.
If that song's not in there, it's a crime.
That's an underrated song.
But
I gotta get down to it.
My all-time favorite.
So does the casino just need to have Chris Brown there to stop her?
Yeah, that's definitely a black guy.
Gig for me. So what was the last
one? My all-time favorite, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV show. The movie is not bad.
Yeah.
It's a fun movie.
It is a fun
Jason
movie.
Jason Priestley action.
And
but
Chrissy Swanson and Paul Reubens making his return to film in that one.
Yeah, Jason Priestley.
No, sir.
That's Luke Perry.
That's right. I forget. Whoa. Those guys look the same to me.
Yeah.
God. Don't be speaking the good name of Dylan McKay in my presence.
I am so sorry. Speaking of, 90210 is getting remade, apparently.
Josh,
third time?
Again?
For a third time?
Yeah. Josh Whedon?
Second time.
Yeah, Josh Whedon. But the TV show, I thought, was... It's still got to be one of the best.
It's very well received.
It's got to be
well remembered.
I mean, it has to hold up as long as they...
Buffy.
Okay. It holds up. I still watch it. I mean, it's a little bit of a nostalgia trip going back and listening to the music.
Makes all the
and
list
everybody.
Of greatest American shows of all. Yeah, so I mean,
it was an angsty TV drama without being annoying Twilight shit. Twilight should have saw that and done better. Is all I'm saying.
So I want to give a special award to somebody who's made two fucking god awful reboots.
Okay.
And this guy, this actor, Has any actor gotten more out of one role than this actor? Matthew Broderick.
Okay.
Was Ferris Bueller.
Okay.
He made Godzilla.
Yeah,
he
and
made
that's
Inspector
on my list
Gadget.
Of very bad ones.
Yeah.
That guy has gotten more pull out of one. Okay, it's an okay movie. It's overrated.
Easy. Ferris Bueller's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece.
The principal's a child molester.
Oh, yeah.
In retrospect, not a good guy. Chasing around, slapping a girl in the butt in it. Probably not a good look now,
it's
but that's
an okay movie.
That is a great movie. There's no way that
There's
is not
better
a great movie.
80s movies.
It's a feel good movie. Come on.
Not much. That's a big one. That
Goonies
was a big
better.
One.
Have you ever heard
the
conspiracy theory that that movie is it's all on Cameron's head? That Ferris and Sloan.
I've read that. That is a good one.
That's interesting.
We should go back and revisit doing that episode about the greatest fan theories. That was a good one.
We did that episode?
No, we never got to it.
We should do that.
Missy had done her homework on that, too, a while back.
I don't even know where that paper is now.
Man,
that's sorry, Missy. That's a fun theme. So, that Matthew Broderick. Wow. So he gets two for
And he's married to a horse. That's not cool.
I don't know. Are they still together?
Yeah, they're still together.
Completely hated by Kim Cattrall.
I think she's hated in general.
Did you see what happened? Kim Cattrall's mom died or brother died or something?
Oh, wow.
One of her relatives died, and Sarah Jessica Parker tweeted, "Our thoughts are with you," and she instantly tweeted back, "Your thoughts aren't welcome here. You're a fake person. I don't like you, and I don't appreciate you even reading." Like, gangsta. Ooh, that's a clapback.
That
as a
is.
Kid.
Yeah. The claws are out.
Yeah, so... All right, let's get into some bad ones other than Godzilla.
Oh, wait, real quick, I wanted to talk about this. Matthew Broderick killed a guy.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Drunk driving?
No, I think he was sober driving, but he killed a guy.
That's too bad. We'll feel bad for that guy's family. Bender's going to bring it down worse in his
that's all right.
His science segment. So let's just run through some bad ones real quick, and then I've got some upcoming ones that are of note. Godzilla, bad. You talked about that. Conan with Jason Momoa. Not even Khal Drogo can say that one.
For shit.
Planet of the Apes, which is the only film that made both lists, the Mark Wahlberg edition.
Yeah, Tim Burton. What's Tim Burton's last good movie?
I think
Edward Scissorhands.
No, I think his...
Nightmare for Christmas, he did do that one.
He also, I mean, that guy's got a great... Big Fish was good.
Big Fish is good.
Big Fish was... I liked even the School for Bizarre Kids, whatever. I thought that was enjoyable.
I think that was good.
I thought it was stupid. RoboCop. I got Ghostbusters on here. Karate Kid, bad.
I tried to watch RoboCop three times.
Whoa, let's talk about Karate Kid for a second. How do we feel about the new TV show coming out about it?
Oh, no, the YouTube Red with the Cobra Kai?
It's a real show.
Yeah, I want to see that, but I don't have YouTube Red, and I'm not paying for it either. So
I'll just watch it on YouTube. Oh, damn it, I can't.
TMNT, not good.
What?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was another reboot that wasn't very...
Oh, yeah. Wait, well, the cartoon was okay.
Cinematically, I'm talking here.
Well, the cinematic cartoon, and then they did the movies that Michael Bay did. Basically, if Michael Bay touches on, he's going to ruin it.
All right, here's some upcoming reboots. Let's mow through these real
quick. Hold on. What do you think about Footloose?
I enjoyed actually. It's still
Caitlin likes the, remake.
We watched it with
original.
Our daughter, and she enjoyed it. But Kevin Bacon's awesome. So, and Chris Penn, rest his soul.
Is Kevin Bacon in the remake?
John Lithgow?
No. John Lithgow, great actor, underrated actor. Mm-hmm. Here's some upcoming reboots. The Crow, not looking forward to that one because the other one was so
you
iconic.
You shouldn't touch
Death Wish is in theaters now, I believe.
I will not watch that.
Tomb Raider? Looks okay. I mean,
it doesn't look that great. It looks slightly better than the last ones.
Bloodsport, gotta see what that one's gonna look like.
What?
Alien Nation, new TV series coming out soon. Looks kind of cool.
Okay.
Spawn, kind of interested to see where that's going. Although McFarlane's
They could only do it better.
Here is something that's blasphemous to my wife, but Overboard comes out soon.
Gender reversal, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not even looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to the husband, the boyfriend, the rich guy.
Is it Amy Schumer?
No, it's
Anna Faris.
Anna Faris, yeah.
That's it.
I'm not even going to tell you why I don't want to watch the guy, but go ahead.
Who's the guy in it?
I don't know.
Joey Bag of Donuts. I don't know. He's good in that.
Does any... Overboard's one of those movies that when it's on...
Joey Bag of Donuts can be Duncan in the ocean?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because I was raised by a single mom or whatever, but every time that fucking movie's on, I watch it. That and Fried Green Tomatoes.
Well, Fried Green Tomatoes is a nice lesbian film, so
it's worth watching. A lesbian film. We watched it a couple Sundays ago, and I was like, catch the lesbian thing.
Mary Louise Parker. Whatever happened to her?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe she died of cancer.
Hey, there...
Oh, my God.
Well, one of them died of cancer in the movie.
Yeah. It was her.
There are way, way too many reboots of every sort, of every kind, in every genre that we couldn't list them all. So if you have some that you like and are want to pan us or say we're morons for not listing the other ones,
what's up, Rerat?
Feel free to tweet at PC Bombcast, hashtag reboot. A palooza,
but you can't just do Buffy because Buffy's great.
Yeah, and so that said, I didn't put it in here. I'm going to put it. This actually fits into our theme if we break it down the right way every time.
Do you have to write it down for us to talk about it?
Nope. This is the our new Bender segment. This is Bender Science Corner, and I'm going to come up with a little jingle for it here soon.
Bender, the science guy.
I had one that I was going to talk about, but. Then something else popped up on Twitter and it made me sad, and I wanted to talk about that.
All right, bring us down, Bender.
The last male white rhino on Earth is 45, and he's caught an infection in his leg, and he's gonna die soon.
Yeah, rhino can't support himself on three legs.
There's nothing they can do for him. They're just trying to make his life healthy, but he's the last male on Earth, so we're gonna run out of white rhinos.
He's in captivity.
He's on a
why don't
preserve.
Why just jerk him off and keep his sperm?
Because I think he's too old.
I think
have
it's
you
still,
tried jerking off
I,
a hot...
Well, with just white like rhinos, in humans, once you get
I
past
thought
Ryan, a certain...
I thought they'd be horny.
I also thought that...
All
right.
I don't think he gets a point because it's the last one and it's in poor taste.
I do think, though, that it doesn't necessarily just because you use a white rhino means you're going to get a white rhino. It's like the percentages
there are different... he's not like a... he's not like an albino rhino.
He's not?
There's a white rhino and there's a black rhino.
Say albino rhino again. You are the albino rhino.
White rhino is a subspecies.
Oh, it is.
Rhino.
Okay.
All so right. And he's the last male of that subspecies.
I heard a story the other day about Barbara Streisand trying to clone.
No, she did. Oh, that was my other thing.
Clone
she cloned her dog.
Dogs.
No. She did it. She's got two.
And she's upset because the two replicas weren't the exact same. They don't look the same, act the same.
They can genetically
they don't
be
walk
the
alike
same,
or bark
but
alike.
You still have your own personality.
That is so weird that she did that.
Huh. Yeah.
All right, well.
That was there's Science Corner for the day.
Hey, I heard a weird fact today while listening to Zane Lamprey's show. Did you know that roughly one in every 26 Americans lives in New York City?
That makes sense.
Isn't that crazy to when you put it that way?
One out of how many?
One out of every 26 Americans live in New York City.
Well, I wonder how many live in California then.
It's got to be like one out of 12.
Wait, you have 26 friends at least.
No, in New York City, not California. New York City.
I know.
One city.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying, but like...
It's probably one every five Americans, huh?
Yeah, I would say it's probably one out of five. I think California has like
50 million.
Yeah, but you're still adding the entire state.
Yeah, I know
I'm
what you're
doing
saying.
One city.
I know. I still know what you're saying. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So everything's built up.
Yeah, yeah. You're changing the rules of the game that I just brought.
No, it's still nuts. Yes,
doesn't
you're right.
What
you're
doing,
right.
Yeah.
You're right.
If you would have said L.A., I would have bought into it, and you'd have been wrong because it's nowhere near as big as
no,
New
but
York
like
City,
the whole state of California.
It's got
like
a lot of people.
Three fourths of the. It's like a. The it's like a third of the country or something like that.
You're a third of the country.
I wish.
How about we go ahead and jump to our fifth segment of the day and throw it to Missy?
Oh, aren't you a fan of Rick Ross?
Oh, that's a good one.
I am a fan of Rick Ross on things.
He just said he's a fan.
I thought you said, are you a fan of the Red Cross? Like, why wouldn't I be a fan?
I read an article today that he is hospitalized on life support.
In his deathbed.
No shit.
On his deathbed.
But his family.
Is it like a real? Is it real?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Lil Wayne died like a couple years ago.
No, it's helping his heart and help him breathe. But his family is denying it wholeheartedly.
They say it's pneumonia brought on by a heart attack.
Yeah.
So he was like a bail bondsman or something.
And then he lost weight, right? Didn't he lose some weight, or is he still?
Yeah, he's lost weight. I mean, he's still big, but he's. I mean, like, I'm not up on the hip hop.
You just like
going
Rick Ross.
I just think he sounds cool when he comes on to things.
But that's so cool when it comes on to women.
I didn't know if you had heard that because I knew you were a
fan. Yeah, now when it comes on to women.
Yeah, that's a good one there. Yeah. Wait a minute, I'll give you a point because my instant reaction went even further into the gutter when you said, does it sound cool when he comes on women?
Yeah, I think he got
I went the way off the deep
end. Yeah. I kind of got in the middle of the pool.
Then. Hey, if no matter what, by the old rules of the drinking game, Missy brought something. Well, no, it would be by the new ones. Missy brought something to the table. So
chug
your drink.
Chug it up. Chug
you got
it,
anything
chug
else there, wife of mine? No. Bender, what do you have for the...
I saw Black Panther.
We're going to go see it Sunday.
Yep. Ooh. As a fam.
Damn.
How did you like it?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Why did you say...
What do you have it ranked?
Because I wanted to talk about it, but since I can't talk about it, because you're going to go see it.
You can tell me, I'll forget by then.
I would say it's 5 out of 6.
How many is it? Marvel's best movie?
No, it's Marvel's. It's
best movie about black people.
I was gonna say the best black movie.
No. It's.
I'm giving
tough
myself
to
a point.
Marvel
since someone sponged my joke.
I would put it in line with Captain America, Winter Soldier, and Civil War, and like the seriousness,
good.
Like
yeah,
where
good.
Thor Ragnarok and the Guardians of the Galaxy are more goofy.
Yep.
And it's a solid movie with a very good story.
So you're saying top 5?
Yeah.
Top
I would
7?
Give it top 5.
Okay.
We'll talk about it later after you see it.
All right. Cool. What else you got?
That's it.
We'll save the Marvel talk because let's do in a few weeks. Let's do this.
I didn't think you were
going
to go see it. I thought I was going to be able to give it a little blah, blah, blah.
Cosplay guy come?
Go see Black Panther?
I didn't think you were going to go. You didn't sound too excited.
What? Have I not watched a Marvel movie?
I don't know. You're just like, I'll see it eventually. I didn't know if that meant you were going to see it like this week or blah, blah, blah.
So the guy that's coming on in a couple weeks, the cosplay guy, has a whole bunch of tattoos on his arm from all the...
Wakanda stuff?
Characters?
No, just symbols. Like he's got
Wakanda
the
symbols.
He's got geek cred.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's got all of his geek cred stamped right there on his arm.
He's super muscular too, so...
Remember that time we went to that zombie run and that dude was in front of us and
he had the Magic the Gathering.
He had Magic the Gathering tattoos and I was like, those are weird tattoos
and
you fucking knew what they were and I
used to sell them.
Yeah, and this like they get into this 20-minute conversation. I'm like, and that's where my geek cred steps out.
He was a ridiculously in shape Magic the Gathering fan.
Yeah, and he started talking to us about how he used to be like real heavy set.
Thank you, P90X. He said,
yeah, he got,
wow.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Thomas. What do you have?
So, what's Tommy watching on old television? Netflix. Been watching... they suck. We'll get to that in a second. been watching Everything Sucks on Netflix.
Haven't started it yet.
I watched
the
first two episodes.
Yeah, I'm 3 episodes in.
Okay.
It's okay so far.
So, let me ask your opinion.
Yep.
Is it good to you, or is it like a cheap nostalgia bomb?
Right now, I'd give it... 3 out of 6.
Okay. Because I feel like the music that they're playing...
It's fantastic,
but I think they're really relying on that music. I think the plot's going to get better.
It slaps you in the face that it's, hey, guess what? We're in the 90s.
Well, yeah. What, like, they really beat you with that
here's
stick.
What I was worried about with it. There's a precedence for these throwback TV shows.
Yeah.
And Judd Apatow did them.
Uh-huh.
And it was what was it? It was God, what was the name of his first show? Oh, Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, great
and
show.
That was a masterpiece.
Yes.
And even Undeclared was a damn good show.
Uh-huh. I don't think you're going to put these on the same level, though, because this is younger kids.
No, well, Freaks and Geeks was younger kids.
These are like middle schoolers.
Well, not necessarily, because they also have the drama kids who are...
High schoolers, yeah.
I wonder if Kaylin would like the show, even though it's
I think she would.
But that's the instant comparison you're going to get,
yeah.
And that's a tough shadow to stay in.
I will say the most unique thing they've done so far in the show, besides all the '90s porn, is the principal is the most sympathetic character right now.
Yeah, and I think
I like that
he's the Mr. Belding because it's '90s.
But he's not like
no.
Mr. Belding's, this guy is like they humanize him very well.
Yeah, he's sad nerd dad, and I think
sad nerd dad is
remember the trailer for it. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
The other thing is the main character, the boy whose mom's a flight attendant.
Yeah.
That I thought they did pretty well, and that might just be me, but I had a buddy.
So did you watch it?
I watched the first two episodes.
Okay.
But so he comes, this kid, his mom's a single mom, and she's a flight attendant, and he's basically raised, he's a very mature young man, and that I had a buddy growing up whose mom was a flight attendant, and he was like, on his own 3-4 days a week by himself in like fifth grade.
Holy
and like
shit.
It just blew my mind and I'm like, I guess people really do that.
Yeah.
And it kind of captured that and I was like, oh, that threw me back a little bit too, so it made me a little more interested in
We should catch up. Yeah, we'll at least episode it. 3.
You guys watched End of the Fucking World, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that real quick?
I didn't watch. Is it worth watching? I haven't pulled the trigger on it. Rachel will not watch it. It'll be one on my own.
I don't know I don't know if there's a season 2 based on how it
honestly,
ended.
Honestly, in the golden age of television, I'm going to say no, it's not worth watching.
I enjoyed it. It just wasn't.
I had a hard time understanding what they were saying most of the time.
She just doesn't dig.
The good thing is you can knock it out in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're only 20 minute episodes.
Well, not even the last episode is 16 minutes long.
Yeah. It's ridiculously short. Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I didn't my expect knock, it to end the way it
yeah,
did.
My knock is I
did
didn't...
Did shoot up something?
I didn't enjoy where it took me overall, but there were some good, solid parts of it, so...
I think my problem was that I enjoyed it. I will not remember a damn thing about it 5 years from now.
Mm. Yeah, then I'm not going to
They could have fleshed it out a little better.
Yeah, in the golden age of television, I'd say pass.
I think the beginning of the series was good.
First episode was very solid.
And they didn't know. It was like, what are we going to do with this? Let's go here. Let's go here.
I agree.
It was weird. Yeah.
Did you guys start watching Altered Carbon yet?
Not yet. I was going to watch it on my bus ride it's up good. To Wisconsin, good. But I just didn't get around to it.
I haven't finished it yet, but it's very good.
Besides that, right now on my own, I'm watching Parks and Rec.
Oh, you never watched it?
No.
That's great. Good. That's
I'm enjoying
solid.
It. I
that's
just started solid. Season 3, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
We recently, on a lazy Sunday, had... just the final season of
The Office.
The Office was
last weekend,
rerunning on
See,
Comedy
I
Central.
Never really dug The Office.
The Office is I loved overall. It was great. It got a little weak.
Let me
after,
ask you this: I bailed on The Office after Pam and Jim got married. Is it worth going back and watching?
That's kind of where the drop off is. The last season is worth watching.
Okay,
because, especially the last 6 episodes.
Okay,
they're real solid. Yeah, okay. Real solid. The last one is real fun. There's even like a kind of a teary-eyed moment in it. So the problem with after Jim and Pam got married, that Jim and Pam marriage episode was a perfect episode.
To end the show on?
No, just you. It's hard to beat a wedding episode
You're never
in any show.
Beat it. So,
you know how to do a wedding episode
naked,
terribly.
Two chicks.
Terribly would be How I Met Your Mother. That whole last season was the worst season ever.
Complete the polar opposite of that. But so anyway,
we do a whole episode of that fucking show.
Yeah, it's worth.
That was a great show.
It's worth watching them last 4 just to watch them.
Yeah.
So I don't. We're not really watching.
That show jumped the shark. There's we all know what the term jump the shark is, right?
Ooh, yeah.
He did it to you.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry, Alliance member.
That's okay.
That show jumped the shark when Stella left him at the altar.
Yep.
Yeah, what were you about to say?
I don't think we're really watching anything. Just the normal,
just the normal stuff.
But Kaylin is watching Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
And she digs it.
She loves it.
Speaking we watched of the office first alumni. Season and a half.
That's about what we did, too.
It was okay. I didn't dislike it. It just didn't... It
she
fell off my
it.
Radar.
Here's my thing.
I get it.
Here's the thing with that show and anything Tina Fey does. Tina Fey is funny. All her jokes are the same. They're she's the Family Guy of sitcoms.
You very, very, very much see the formula behind hers.
Yep.
I mean,
see,
it's,
and I think that she.
Like getting into 30 Rock.
And I don't mind it when she's doing it.
Yeah, sometimes, though, even for her, it's got to be, she's got to have, it needs to be the right vehicle for her, because she's had some stinkers here and there.
Yeah. I don't know. I watched, I do like that girl who plays Kimmy Schmidt, though. She's
St.
very, she's
from
very,
St. Louis.
Yep.
The
many St. Louisans in that, The Office.
Yeah. We were talking about, shows that I never finished, or we never finished, or like Going to the End. I never saw the last episode of Friends.
Ever. Oh, yeah. Well, it's a two-parter for starters.
I never, like, that's one thing that kind of bothers me, is I've never finished Friends.
That's another show.
And you're
show.
A completist. I am. No.
I'm like, I'm going to go back and watch those.
I mean, arguably the biggest sitcom in history, and
at least American. It like recently What's got the, released in,
no,
print,
I mean,
it
world
in France.
History,
or something.
How much money it made. It got banned, but that just made it more popular.
No. It recently got like picked up or syndicated in like Netflix Europe, Britain, or whatever, and people are like in love with it.
Yeah,
like,
it was awesome.
That is my favorite, all time favorite show, and we watch it every night to go to bed. But when that last episode comes on, it makes me sad every time.
The
Mount, like,
the
Mount Rushmore
of sitcoms.
Seinfeld, Friends.
I have a lot to say about
Seinfeld, Friends, Cheers,
Simpsons,
and you might
put
Simpsons
up there. You have to
put
Simpsons up there.
Yeah, you might.
As far as what?
Sitcoms.
Of what?
Mount Rushmore sitcoms.
I wouldn't have Friends on there.
You wouldn't have Friends? I think you'd
He's
be wrong.
A hater.
I think you.
Would you
I think
have Bosom Buddies?
No.
What would you have up there?
It would be Seinfeld, Simpsons for sure. That's not a question.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Yeah.
And probably Arrested Development.
See,
I don't think you can count Arrested Development. Well, you can. It was on Fox.
Yeah, but it does not compare.
But here's the thing about Arrested Development, though. It set the tone for shows like The Office and Parks and Rec on how they film shows.
Yeah,
but the single camera thing.
It just averaged not even worth talking about what Friends does. Friends,
but
to
its
this
cult
day,
following though is still higher.
Not, no, it's not. Friends is the most watched show on Nickelodeon.
Well, I mean, you can't go by most watched show, because then we might as well put fucking Big Bang Theory in
there. Or MASH on there.
MASH could be in there.
I see, but MASH is more of a drama to me than just straight sitcom.
Probably.
That's a tough one. No, but you're right. You shouldn't go by just straight, but you can also go by critic reviews, fan reaction, and
what writers from Friends went off to do something.
It doesn't matter what they all went off to do. What coaches have left Belichick's staff and done something.
Well, look at like Cheers. Cheers went off and had Frasier, which had a nice decade run.
I did have a good run, and Frasier was a good one too. But
rest in peace, Frasier's dead.
I don't think that if you don't have a spinoff, that doesn't make your series successful.
I think you have to look what it and Cheers are almost inarguably the two biggest sitcoms of all time.
I agree with Tom on the fact that Arrested Development changed the way that the next couple generations of iconic shows were filmed.
Yeah, because it showed you how to do a show cheaper.
I agree with you on the fact that Friends is iconic. It is. But I do think that if you were going to go critical acclaim, not mass acclaim, I agree with him.
I bet if you looked the ratings up, critical acclaim for Friends is pretty high up there.
I don't know. I agree with him on that. I think
you're agreeing what he said, and I love Arrested Development.
Yeah.
But you can't say I agree with him on a critical acclaim, because that's the critic.
Friends is a Big Bang Theory to me.
Yeah.
Which will
I agree with you.
It's a fine show. It's funny. It is iconic, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But it is.
For me,
people are inspired. Like, comedy writers now aren't inspired. That's what I'm looking at. What are comedy writers inspired by? What is.
I think Simpsons are a benchmark that people strive for. Maybe not now.
Well,
but
you also have to look, too, that people can't do a Friends anymore, because networks aren't giving you that much money to do that much stuff, and you're not getting that many viewers.
Oh, I disagree. I think you know what? Now you're talking me into Friends a little bit, because
Big Bang,
how many shows tried
to
capture what Friends was?
A ton
of them.
Yeah.
Big Bang is one
but
of them.
Yeah,
the closest
Big Bang, you could
one,
say, yeah,
yeah, I would say Big Bang is the closest one now, and the one that followed
that. Yeah, but Big Bang still doesn't get the viewers it did. Friends did, and Big Bang dominates the viewership.
But at the same time, Friends
different.
It's
eras.
Different, though. They would, I mean,
right.
They,
no, I know. That's what I mean.
Not
that,
there.
That's why I know that, but that's why I'm saying that's why Arrested Development is more influential now, especially now, because it showed you how you can, on a budget, make a great show with a great cast.
And to be honest with you, I know what you're saying.
But they're not going to do that anymore either. But I mean, that's going to be tough to do too. Look, Happy Endings was kind of in that vein.
Happy Endings is great.
Did not last.
Happy Endings I loved Happy Endings. Great didn't show. Last.
Again, it's
that, so weird.
That captured the Friends essence from Friends.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to wrap up.
We just keep going. That's what happens when we don't do like an actual episode for a while.
This isn't, that's true. But here's what I had on my also, the throw it to Missy. I figured you'd say it before you would give the goodbye. I've been saying it wrong. Conway's book, which I ordered today.
I got to order it.
Is Waking the Weaver, a Timberhaven novel.
Time is it? I hate reading.
We're going to, this is something I haven't told Missy about too, March 24th, there's nothing on our calendar.
Yes, there is.
What is
Sorry.
It?
Sorry.
There's an Easter egg hunt.
No, we got the concert. It wasn't on the calendar when I looked.
It most certainly is.
We have an Easter egg hunt.
I didn't see it.
You guys want to go?
No.
No. We're going to go to a concert.
You want to go to an Easter egg
hunt? We're going to Judah and Lion.
March 24th.
Before Missy's face ruined it instead of the way she said it, we'll reschedule it, but we're going to. Conway's going to come in.
Your face looks fine.
He's going to come in town.
Look
mean. Yeah, she's done this to me today. Conway's coming in town from a Friday to a Sunday, Friday night, and we're going to record two episodes. We're going to do a regular episode with him about his book and all the process that went into that and how long it took him, and then we're going to do a drunk quest with him because he's a big board game guy. So I'll call him and reschedule that or text him and. That's all I got. We've talked a long time today, so let's... Let's look at the scores. It was... I came in last place at 2. Bender and Missy both tied at 3, and Tom racked up 5 points. Outside of a quiz, that's the most points we've given out in one episode.
Tom's on fire today for being sicky McGee.
Being hurt.
Yeah,
lots of hot takes.
Bringing his B game. Boy, he does. That's just what he does.
Yeah.
He just
Dave Matthews Band hot take got a lot of people.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. I hate Dave Matthews.
You just, like I said, you shit on 5 things in that Dave Matthews thing. 5 or 6 things. Let's get out of here.
Let's go. Blue.
You almost didn't know what to do there.
I don't know what, I feel like we forgot who goes first.
No, it's always on your list.
I know, but I feel like we forgot for a minute.
Yeah, it's
a
visual cue from you.
I looked right at you.
You looked at me first, though.
No, I did not.
Guys, who's on first right now? Come on.
Say it.
Let's pull it together. I already did. Bye.
Okay, we're going to play the music. We're done. Yeah, no, I looked right at Tom.